In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I believe that most of us already know that Jesus was the one who scattered the seed by speaking God's word to all who would listen. And as he scattered the seed, not everyone responded in the same way. Some ignored him. Some received his message with enthusiasm, but quickly forgot or was easily distracted. Some took God's word to heart and grew in God's grace and love. God's word was generously offered to all people, but not everyone benefited from it. Another purpose that Jesus may have had in telling this parable was to help those who followed him, his apostles, understand why everyone did not follow Jesus with as much excitement as they, the apostles, did. So when we read this gospel, we see that it is a parable so rich in meaning that it has other interpretations as well. I came across a delightful story by Megan McKenna in her book entitled Parables, The Arrows of God. And in this book, it gave another way of looking at today's parable. There was a woman who was depressed over the state of the church. She was depressed over the state of the world. This woman longed for love among her family and friends. She longed for peace among all people. This woman was so vocal. She longed for compassion for the poor and the vulnerable. There were problems everywhere, more like what we discovered Paul encountering in the epistle this morning. Shipwreck, thirst. So many problems Paul had. There were problems everywhere as this woman saw so much selfishness and greed, so much hatred, so much lack of moral values. And as the story goes, one day she came upon a little shop. She walked in the shop and was surprised to see someone behind the counter who reminded her of Jesus. She couldn't believe it really was Jesus, but the similarity was so striking that she just had to go to him and ask this question: excuse me, sir, are you Jesus? I am, the man responded. Do you work here? No, the man said, I am the owner of the shop. What do you sell here? Well, I really don't sell anything. It's all free. I have here just about anything you might want. You are welcome to walk around the aisles and see what you might be interested in. Make a list of all the things you want and bring it back to me. I'll see what I can do for you, the man said. She was amazed at what she saw on the shelves. She saw peace on earth. She saw food to feed the hungry. She saw clean air and water. She saw warm clothing for the poor. She saw forgiveness. The woman compiled a long list and brought it back to Jesus. When Jesus looked at all the items she had written down, he smiled and said, no problem, no problem. He bent down behind the counter and ran his fingers through several boxes. He then stood up and laid out a series of small envelopes for the woman. What are these? She asked. Seed packets, Jesus replied. This is a catalog store. You mean I don't get the finished product? She asked. No, Jesus said. Just take these seeds home. Plant them and nurture them and help them grow. And you will be quite pleased with the results. She said, oh, and left the store without taking anything with her. Most of us, my brothers and sisters, want God to solve problems for us overnight. And when he does, that's great. But mostly, he gives us the means and the help we need and calls us to have faith and patience. What must we do? It is simply this, as Paul did, who encountered problems during his ministry. Live by God's word. It will not disappoint us. As God promised over and over again in the Bible, my word will not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. Amen.